This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're listening to the Extra Point Show from the Just Call Jed Studios. Injured? Call Jed.com. WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Hope you had a wonderful weekend. Hope you enjoyed the warm weather. Got some golfing in, had some fun there. Got some draft talk in as well, covering day two of the NHL draft. Zach Jones hanging out with you here today. Not with Derek Kramer, but no. Instead, with our own Paul Hamilton. Paul, good morning, my friend. How are we doing today? Paul, you there? Paul's not there right now. We'll get Paul hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. I was going to ask Paul about tennis because we got Wimbledon going on. I'm not a big tennis guy, but every time I watch tennis, I'm absolutely enthralled by it. Every time it happens. And I don't understand it. It's a sport that when I watch it, I do get very into it, but then I won't keep up with it. Paul, are you there?
Yes. For some reason, you screwed up my equipment here. I guess I go on with you and my equipment dies.
I have that power. People don't realize it. I have that power. Our boss knows, and he still throws me on air. I don't understand it. So, Paul, did you have a good weekend? It didn't go as long as we were fearing it would.
Yeah, I figured you were into at least 7 o'clock. you got out of there before, a little bit before 6, so
yep.
It still was a very long day. It should have ended. In past years, it would have ended between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, and the first round never would have gone that long. It was just a complete and utter disaster for the NHL, a complete embarrassment for ESPN and the NHL. NHL Network did better the second day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the NHL Network embarrassed themselves. They actually had people who knew what they were talking about on, and I think it made it better. But still, it was a complete and utter embarrassment for the National Hockey League.
That was one of the things that has frustrated me, like covering these drafts. I covered the NFL one, I covered the NHL one. I don't hear the broadcasts, so a lot of people are like, oh, this person made a fool of themselves. I'm like, well, I want to hear that. Like, I feel left out, Paul. I feel left out of the party. Like, I think Boudreaux made like a comment to Schaefer that was super uncomfortable, and I'm like, I don't want to see the uncomfortableness, but I do want to laugh at someone making a fool of themselves a little bit.
I don't know what's happened to Boudreaux. I don't like him doing anything anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He's a horrendous play-by-play guy. He never was that good. And even sitting at the desk now, I'm not amused by him. I don't know if he's just mailing it in or what, but he's not what he used to be, in my opinion.
That's tough. Paul, before we weren't able to connect there, I did want to ask you real quick, only because it's on the TV here in the studio. We have Wimbledon on. I've mentioned I'm not a tennis guy, but when like the majors are on, I will be somewhat locked in, but only to the final. But I'm always fascinated watching tennis. Like, it's this weird thing where I watch the athletes play. It's super cool. I would think I'd be into it more. And then it ends, and I forget about it entirely. It's so weird. Are you a tennis guy?
Well, I'm hoping to see a final with Chris Everett and Martina Navratilova, so that should be good. Or Jimmy Connors against John McEnroe would be good.
Yeah, well, John McEnroe. He's an athlete, I think, that would have gotten me into tennis. It's just watching him crash out. all the time. Like that's how you get me to a television. That's how you
both
get
those
me
guys would have. Connors was a nutcase too. I mean, mm-hmm. they had a bunch of them. They were intense for sure, but they also were good tennis players.
That is absolutely for sure. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones, Paul Hamilton hanging with you here today. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Paul, you did mention it there. We did, in fact, have a draft. The Sabres made most of their picks. Really, I think the not maybe big surprise, but definitely big talking point was they also made a trade. They trade out of the second round. They pick up another defenseman in Connor Timmins. And they also get rid of Connor Clifton's contract, which I know right as the three of us, myself, Owen Parker, Joe Calley, were talking to you, you had mentioned that, you know, kind of almost preparing for Clifton to not be on the team in a few years, and then only about 25 minutes later, he's off the roster. What did you make of that trade?
Yeah, honestly, and the nicest guy in the world. I mean, I feel bad for him, but he just needed to be not be on the team this year. He was a disaster last year. The turnovers, and it turnovers from your third pair, which means you're not playing against the top six guys normally. You know, you're going against, you know, guys who don't play that much. And then you're turning the puck over and it's in your net. Did you notice a lot of the guys from the energy lines and stuff were getting goals against the Sabres?
Mm-hmm.
It was turnovers and you know, all of a sudden they're going down 3-on-1, 2-on-0, and, you know, they just hang their goalies out. You don't get a big save, and there you go. So it was just – and Lindy Ruff didn't – I knew he was upset about it, and he, you know, made him a healthy scratch more than once. And it wasn't just the turnovers. It was the dumb penalties, and he wasn't alone at that. Let's be clear. But, you know, Lindy Ruff, he was, you know how upset he, I mean, he was, if he had hair, he would have been pulling it out. Mm-hmm. He was just trying to get them to stop taking penalties, and they wouldn't stop doing it. And just taking, you know, dumb penalties, especially after they gave up a goal. Next thing you know, they're sitting in the penalty box. Now you're giving up two goals. And, you know, Clifton was a big part of that, as were some others. But between the turnovers and taking the penalties at inopportune times, I just don't think – and Lindy Ruff, there's no question, even before Kevin Adams addressed it after the press conference or after the draft, I knew that Lindy Ruff was going to have more of a say in roster construction this year. And we talked about this. As soon as Timmins was acquired, I thought that's a Lindy Ruff trade.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was done for Lindy Ruff. I would be fairly certain to that, because he felt I'm sure he felt they needed to make a change there. They needed to be better there. That was, and you're saying, well, we're talking about a number six defenseman. Yeah, but when your number six defenseman is helping the other team score goals because of turnovers and penalties, that's one of the reasons, not the whole reason, but one of the reasons you're 29th in the league in defense. And if you're going to get better, you had to get better there. And I think Timmins makes you better. A lot of folks, a second round pick, are you kidding? Who cares? I'm to a point now with this. I think this team is where it's at. I couldn't care less about a second round
mm-hmm.
pick. You know, I don't care if it took a second-round pick. They got better at a certain position. As long as they got better at a certain position and you mixed in a second-round pick, I don't care. It doesn't matter. Same thing with the trade of Malenstein last year. Who cares? Now, Malenstein didn't quite work out. He was fast and in on the forecheck, but he didn't play as well, nor did he produce as well. But I think if we're saying, yeah, but he played for the Washington Capitals. It's a little easier to play better hockey with the Washington Capitals than it is with the Buffalo Sabres. And Malenstein was out with that third pair defense quite often, too,
mm-hmm.
that were turning the puck over. And, yeah, he might have been in the ice for a goal, but was it his fault? But that was a second-round pick that I don't think has worked out yet the way I think it should. I think. But I'm not ready to give up on Beck Malenstein, and he does get on the forecheck quickly. And if you notice, by about the middle of or end of the second period, you got defensemen looking over your shoulder wondering where he is, because he gets in there and he makes them feel it when he gets in on the forecheck. But I think he can produce a little bit better than he did. I think he need, you know, as a whole, they need to be better defensively that way. But still, second round pick, I don't care. It doesn't matter. They have prospects. They have, you know, plenty of prospects, plenty of picks. They can't even come close to getting them all up on an NHL team. So, fine, second-round pick. I don't worry about that in the least.
And, I mean, we've been talking about the prospect pipeline and how log-jammed it's been for a few years now. So, yeah, getting rid of a second-round pick to get a player now, I don't really think anyone should have much of an issue with that. I you did bring that up, Paul, though, the idea of this being a Lindy trade, the Connor Timmins trade. You can even maybe argue the Kesselring might be as well, especially if the coaching staff, obviously led by Lindy Ruff, looked at Paterka and went, I don't know how much better defensively he's going to get. I don't know how much better in his own zone he's going to be. And if he's going to be a guy that can get around 30 goals but not be a particularly good all-around player, and they're going to have to pay him maybe $8 million a year. I mean, he's already the second-highest-paid player on Utah. They're top-paid forward. They might run into that issue. I think that also could have been a Lindy trade of like, look, like we're all still talking about the value with that trade, but if it gets them better defensively and they can go get a top six forward, which it's still a talking point, it has been for a while, I absolutely could see that being a Lindy move, and I think it could be one that makes them better now.
Yeah, but, you know, let's talk about that. I mean, is that proper value? I know J.J. Paterka scored 55 goals in the last 2 years, 27 last year, and that's nothing to sneeze at. That is something. But a lot of people are ignoring that he is a huge liability. I had an NHL, there are a lot of scouts and NHL people in the press box, and I had a conversation with one of them somewhere in the middle of last season. First thing he said to me, he goes, if I were the GM of this team, I would trade Paterka tomorrow. He said, he kills them. He absolutely kills them. He goes, for what you get offensively, he just is, and he also didn't think he had very good hockey IQ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those were the things that he said. And he said, if it were me, I would trade him tomorrow. He said, I just don't think, you know, he's a guy that is going to help you get to the promised land and get to the playoffs, despite his knack for scoring goals. Now, that also can be corrected if he wants to.
Yeah.
That is something that can be corrected. I mean, you can't be a poor skater and then all of a sudden skate like Ryan McLeod. You can improve your skating, but you're not going to improve it that much. I mean, you can't do that. But if you want to become a better two-way player, you can do that. And I thought he improved a little bit last year. His numbers wouldn't say that. But, you know, I thought there were times he would get back and hustle back and try to break things up. But when they traded for Kesselring, and I was looking at that second period that Kesselring had against the Sabres where he got in a fight with Malenstein, then scored a goal, and then completely undressed Paterka when he set up Schmaltz for a tap-in,
yeah,
all in one period.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the effort that you didn't see there with Paterka. He's standing there, and Kesselring puts a nice move on him, basically spins him, and he just like half-heartedly threw his stick out there. And by that time, Kesselring was by him.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, yep, let's not forget that. I kind of forgot he was that bad defensively. And I just needed to watch that clip to remind me that. But again, that is correctable. And let me tell you something. If he thinks Lindy Ruff was tough on him, wait till he gets a load of the coach of the Utah Mammoth. That guy, he sees J.J. Paterka do that. J.J. Paterka will be sitting in the press box next game. I mean, with the lack of effort that was put in on that play. And try pulling that stuff with that guy and see where you wind up.
It is going to be interesting to keep an eye on Paterka, because I know that there is also that feeling of it's a young guy, you know, arguably he just asked out if that even happened, and then they immediately let him go. They had, what was it, 4 years of control with him. But it also could come down to Paul, as you mentioned, like you had a source in the NHL talking about how they trade him today if that was their guy and their asset. So maybe this is the Sabres selling high, being like, cool, he wants out, great. We don't really know if he's going to be part of our plans anyways. And, you know, I do wonder, with free agency starting tomorrow, and the Sabres having some cap space and maybe even arguably willing to make some moves. We're still waiting to see what comes of Bo Byram, whether it be a trade or if he even is going to stay on the roster. I think either one could be really interesting. You do wonder if they add a guy like an Ehlers from Winnipeg, who, from all reports, is going to hit the open market. He's not immediately going to sign back to Winnipeg. Could still happen, though. You wonder if that makes them better.
I think Ehlers was the first thing I was thinking of, that because they wanted him last year.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys that Winnipeg finally, no, we're not going to trade him, and they didn't. I think Buffalo could definitely be interested in him again, as they were last year. And the difference, I mean, even with Peterka, he wouldn't turn down interviews, and he was fine.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it wasn't that way, but he was just miserable. You talk to him, and it was like you were actually trying to extract teeth out of his mouth with no Novocaine as you were trying to talk to him, and it was the same way on the ice. He looked absolutely miserable, and I know I mentioned more than once on shows or during the game that J.J. Peterka scored, and he didn't even seem like he was happy about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was no joy in his play. That's not Bo Byram. Bo Byram, Kevin Adams talked about this, and you were, part of the show afterwards, and this has nothing to do with Bo Byram not liking his teammates, not liking the coaching staff, not liking Buffalo. He likes all that. He's great in the locker room, and he's a guy that takes responsibility when things don't go well, and he will be there to take responsibility. He doesn't hide in the back room, and you have to beg him to come out or anything like that. He'll be right there. And there was a time, and I'll say this, because he didn't have to talk to us. He didn't practice.
Mm-hmm.
And when players don't practice, they don't talk to the media. They're not required to talk to the media. And it was a rest day for him. I think it might have been the day after he played like 32 minutes or something like that.
Okay.
And, you know, we wanted to talk to him. And the PR staff asked, you're not required to talk to the media, but they did ask where he goes, no, I'll do it. And he stood his locker and talked. He didn't have to.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he did. That's the way Bo Byram is. So he's not miserable or doesn't want to. He just wants a different role. And I was interested in what Adam said, and I don't doubt this for a second. You know, Bo Byram, if they do sign him for a year, or if we sign him for 2 years or 8 years, he said Bo Byram's going to be all in, and he's going to try to help them to win. And that's the way Bo Byram is. You won't see anything less. He won't pout or anything like that, because he's still a couple of years for unrestricted free agency.
Yep.
So if there isn't a deal that the Sabres like, they could sign him maybe for 1 year. You know, all right, we'll do this again next year. And that might be because Adams did say, you know, he has a good conversation with both Byram and his agent separately. And, you know, Byram wanted to know, you know, he talked about his role and he talked about the team. Where is it headed? He wanted to know that. I don't think that's unreasonable to want to know that. So he might look at it. All right, I understand. They didn't get the value they wanted for me. Let's do a 1 year deal, do it next year, and then you can at least see, are the Sabres on the right track? Did they make the moves necessary to get into the playoffs and beyond? Is it on the right track? And then if they are, and if he plays with Dahlin all year long, maybe he would change his mind from the fact that, all right, I do like what I see here. Mm-hmm. I am ready to commit long-term to this. I think that, you know, this is going in the right direction. So that would give you another year to at least do that. But Adams, I agree with him. You're not going to see, if he has to play here another year or two, you're not going to see a powder or anything like that. You will see everything Bo Byram has to give you.
Byram is such a curious case too, because the three of us were talking about it during our 6-7 hours on air too, of like, you know, let's say like they keep Byram. When he was with Dahlin, he was very good, and like you could see the writing on the wall, like you could see the vision and how that was going to go. When he was not with Dahlin, it was really bad, and he became a bit of an albatross on the team and got to a point, I think most people, when they see the analytical charts, go, yeah, move him, like, fine. And then they also see the forward lines now without Peterka there, and it the Byram trade, and I know I've been somebody too, like, zero in on a little bit because it becomes such an attractive piece apparently still. But I do wonder if they keep him. If the defense, if the blue line can really become a calling card of the team, because they've added two bigger, more, you know, the old school kind of style defensemen. They're not going to be like the offensive dynamos, the Darlene or Power or even Byram are. But Paul, I do wonder, like, if that's really where they want to set up, is just to be so solid defensively, because they do have guys like Darlene, Tuck, Thompson, who can be so offensively gifted that maybe they can take a little bit back with Paterka being out, and maybe also as well, we haven't really talked about it too much, Jack Quinn. They do sign to a 2-year deal, I think $3.3 million. Maybe there is belief there that now he's maybe gotten himself under control in terms of the injuries, maybe trusts himself more. Because before he was hurt, Paul, Quinn looked like a star, or a future star at least.
But you can't count on that. You can't count on, because Adams kind of set everybody up for that. Like, well, Benson and Quinn could get better. And, yeah, we've heard that for the last couple of years now, especially after the year where everybody had career years and they mistakenly thought that. And then everybody at Paterka digressed, and you can't count on that's going to happen. You can't count on Lucan and Levi, one or both, are going to really take the bull by the horns. Maybe it all could happen. Quinn could become a 30 goal scorer. I'm not convinced that he can't. Benson, I think, will eventually score more than he's scoring now. He's only, you know, had 2 years, and he started at age 18 in the league, but I don't think you can count on that right now for a team that has to make the playoffs and has to move forward. So, to me, the Byram one way or the other shouldn't mean anything. I think you still have to be looking, and Ehlers was a good person to bring up. That would be a perfect person to target if you're looking to improve your scoring. And a guy who, you know, has played on a team with Winnipeg who was the number one team in the regular season last year. Now, they weren't able to do it in the playoffs, but still, there's enough salary cap room. You're looking at 95.5, and then Tuck's contract, if you re-sign him, would go into effect next year, but still, so what? Because it's going to go up even more from 95.5. So, for me, I know you still have to sign McLeod, Kulik. I don't know what they're looking at. Are they looking at a 7-8 year, or have they learned their lesson and maybe do a 3-year or 4-year deal with him and make sure that the trajectory is up for him? I'm sure it will be, but you don't know that for sure. So even if Byram re-signs, I don't think that should stop them at all at getting a big ticket item for their top six.
I think of Ehlers like he's sort of the dream boat, but I get so nervous at the idea of, like, will the Sabres actually pony up? You know, I get that nervous feeling of maybe.
They were willing to do it for Paterka. They knew what Paterka was going to cost, and he wouldn't do it. So, you know, they were willing to pay, which you could say might be an overpayment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what was it, 7.9 or 7.7?
7.7.
7.7. So they knew that's what was going to, and they still were going for it. So, I don't understand, I guess, what you're getting at.
Mm-hmm.
They paid 8.35 for Owen Power, who had done nothing other than just a guy that has great potential. They played 4.286 for Samuelson, who had played, 50 games in the league. They paid, they're paying a cap number of $11 million for Darlene, $12 million in salary this year, $13 million in salary last year. I don't know where you.
Yeah, folks,
I will say you and folks come up with that you're worried about that they're going to pay. I don't worry about that. I think they know what they have to do. Mm-hmm. I think what the worry should be is will a player come here after 14 years of not being in the playoffs?
Yeah, that's I think always going to be there really until they're winning. I think that's just going to be true. I don't think it's a small market thing or a Buffalo thing. It's just if you win, people will want to come here. I mean, Florida's able to get everyone back because they win. For me, it's more, I think, what would this be now, 3 years ago, when they had, I mean, like, people talking about them being this young, fun, exciting team, all they really did was, I mean, they signed their own guys back.
Well, but that's what their plan was all along.
Yeah, and
they developed guys and signed them, and then they overpaid them.
Yeah, my fear, though, is that they won't want to go out to free agency.
They paid Cousins $7.1 million.
Yeah.
for 1 year that he had played. You know, they took on Josh Norris. They're paying Josh Norris $9.5 million this year and a salary cap of $7.95 million. The cheap years of Josh Norris's contract are done. His first year was $5 million. His second year was $6.5 million. And welcome to the Buffalo Sabres. Now you get to pay $9.5 million in actual dollars. And then it goes down a little bit the last 3 years of $8.75 and $7.85 and $7 million. But they're getting the part of the contract where they have to pay the most. You know, so I'm not worried about that. Because if Terry Pegula is worried about that, then they're never going to get anywhere.
Yeah, it's going to be just much more, can you convince a guy to come here and maybe be a final piece to get over the hump? I mean, now there is a sales pitch there, though, Paul, that if you come here and you are that final piece to get him over the hump, you will be a legend. You will be an icon here. I mean, Josh Allen, for all he has done, Tyrod Taylor is still like a beloved son of Buffalo because he was the quarterback for the team that got over the drought and all that. So, I mean, like, that is a bit of a sales
pitch.
I wasn't
a real fan of Tyrod Taylor. He's a nice guy. I was so up and down. I don't think he was that good of a quarterback.
It's
otherwise,
tough for me to
they would have gone out
guy.
And gotten Josh Allen.
Yeah, right. It's still tough for me to say I was a Peterman guy because the moment he got in, yeah, we all know how that happened against the Chargers. 803-0550, the number two call. Paul, I want to get your thoughts on the whole Mitch Marner situation when we come back, because it sounded like we were maybe going to get a trade on day two of the NHL draft, and then by like Sunday, we're getting like tampering rumors and stuff like that. So we'll talk about that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Expert Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm not passing any judgment here on guilty or not guilty of tampering. I have no idea. I'm just a guy holding a microphone in the bowels of the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles. But there's been some talk that if Marner goes to Vegas, the Maple Leafs will go after Vegas for tampering. Once again, I'm going to stress, I don't have any proof that Vegas is guilty of anything. But if they make a deal with Toronto and send a good player or two to Toronto, I'm betting any chance the Maple Leafs file for tampering goes away.
Vegas Golden Knights. Always interesting. Always interesting. Elliot Friedman there talking about what became kind of a big story on day two of the NHL draft, which was a potential trade and sign for Mitch Marner to go to Las Vegas from Toronto. And Paul Hamilton joining us for today. Paul, number one, are you at all surprised that Vegas, of course, is involved in a potential big signing? And also, are you at all surprised that they might be bending the rules?
No, not at all. Yeah, we'll see. And that's exactly, I think Elliot's exactly right. Make a trade and then, you know, you don't have to worry about it. So, you know, that's maybe what's going to happen. And maybe that's what's in play here. Let's make a stink about this. And then they want to make a trade with us to make us happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll get a player out of this or whatever you might get out of it. So it's, you know, just the way the NHL rolls. You know how that goes. So it's the same thing with offer sheets.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know what all the commotion was about that Paterka might get an offer sheet. Really? You mean those things that are given at once every 9 years?
Right.
You know, there were two given out last year, but by the same team against the same team. And that's why they did it, because they basically crippled them by going after two of their guys, mm-hmm. the St. Louis Blues. You know, so that was done, but it's just so rarely done. I mean, so many people were talking about offer. I wish we were talking about offer sheets. I wish they were used, because they are a tool. Now, of course, you have to have your own picks. You can't have somebody else's second-round pick. It has to be your second-round mm-hmm. pick or whatever it might be starting next year. So, you know, that's right there. Some teams can't do it because they don't have the proper picks to be able to do it. But I just wish that more teams were able to do it. I was just we were talking about Ehlers, too. I was looking him up because I wanted to be sure. You know, he's 29 years old, so here you are. First of all, we're talking about overpayment. And does it take a long-term contract? Does it take seven-year contract to be able to bring him in? And then now you got him until he's age 36.
Oh, there we go.
You know, it's just, you know, would it be regrettable? I mean, you're talking about a guy who at his most, and it was his third year in the year, scored 29. The last couple of years, very consistent. Although consistent in numbers, but not consistent in games played. 2 years ago, it was 82 games played, where he scored 25 goals and 36 assists for 31 points. This year,
mm-hmm.
it was 69 games played, where he scored 24 goals and 39 assists for 63 points. So he missed 13 games, which would have, I mean, he was only one off his career high in points. So this is a guy that, I still think is going strong in the NHL, but for how long? But that's what the Sabres need. I hate going into free agency having to fill holes on your team, mm-hmm. because I almost guarantee in 4 years we're all going to be pounding our head on the desk going, oh, geez. What are we? I mean, here's a guy scoring 15 goals or 17 goals, and you're paying him $8 million or whatever it might be that you're paying him, and maybe because of overpayment, you're paying him $9 million. It's just the way it goes. I mean, don't forget, Kyle Okposo was the number one free agent when the Sabres signed him.
I was going to bring up Okposo, yeah.
And look how that contract aged, you know, and it's just. And I could sit here and start looking up contracts, and we could be here all day of teams after 2 years sometimes going, oh, geez, are you kidding me? What have we done here? You know, so, I mean, look at what Tavares got to re-sign. I mean, not much.
Yeah.
I mean, people weren't, and he's still productive, but, you know, it's just you put yourself behind the eight ball that way. But I'm not telling the Sabres not to do it. They have to do it. I mean, if they want to make the playoffs, they have to do something bold and something goofy and something that might kill them down the line. But if it's 5 years, let's say you put together a program that wins the Stanley Cup in 3-4 years, and it's 5 years before this contract is regrettable, well, who cares?
Yeah,
you
know, I mean, like,
you want a cup. So who cares if it's regrettable then? So I think that's the way you have to look at it.
That's been, like, the thing with Vegas constantly, where, like, they keep making these big swings. A lot of people are like, it's going to eventually bite them. It's like, who cares? They have a cup. They've been constantly competitive. They've been constantly in the cup conversations. Florida's doing it now with their group bringing everybody back. I mean, Sam Bennett, 8-for-8, probably is going to suck in 3 years. It's probably not going to be a good contract. But who cares? You got two cups out of it. You made three cup finals.
And I'd be pounding the table for the Sabres to do it if he didn't re-sign.
Right.
Stupidly.
Exactly.
Stupidly,
yes.
Pounding the table for them to be doing it. But they have to. They've put themselves in a spot where they have to. What about Alex Tuch? Well, what have the Sabres done? Alex Tuch is a player they cannot afford to lose. They have to have him. If he leaves, it sets them back unbelievably. And he does things for this team that other players don't do, and he's so good at it. He's one of the best in the league at stealing pucks, turning it into offense, and going down the other way and scoring. That is a talent, and that is that they score a lot of goals that way. The shorthanded goals, the way he kills penalties. I think he can even be better on the power play than he was. So to me, the Sabres have no leverage whatsoever. It's basically they have to give Alex Tuch whatever they want. If Alex Tuch leaves, you think they have trouble with their fans now? Wait till that day happens, because he didn't want to resign. I'm not saying it's going to happen. Well, let's say if that day happens. So to me, Alex Tuch holds all the cards. He basically can name his price, and if the Sabres say no, he'll say, okay, we'll go. And good luck justifying that.
It's Paul, you brought it up there, like, you know, stupidly would be banging the table for some stuff and everything like that. And I constantly, like, whenever I'm thinking about, like, what the Sabres can do and how they can maybe get better, I do find myself sitting here going, like, I don't care if it's bad in 3-4 years. Like, I say this all the time, too. I'm not even asking to, like, be cup contenders in 2 years. I just want to make the playoffs. I want to feel that feeling in April and May. Like, I want our boss to have a hard conversation of who's doing draft coverage and who's at the arena for game one or whatever it be in the first round of the playoffs. Like, I want to have those tough conversations. And in part, it does become like, yeah, so give Ehlers like a 6-7 year deal. We'll talk about that down the road. That'll be fine. But for most of us, if it's got to be an albatross contract and it hurts you, but they made the playoffs for 3-4 years, they maybe even won a round. I think most of us now, after 14, 15 years, would take that wholesale. Wouldn't even have to think about it, really. We'll just deal with the consequences later. And, you know, with how many, you know, young prospects they have, maybe those guys start coming up as well. Just by having, you know, a better team, maybe get real development for Benson and Yuri Kulik. You know, you never know. It just always feels like for the Sabres, it's a lot of hope and praying, and it's now becoming a saying everywhere. I just watched the Formula One movie, Paul, over the weekend, and this saying was brought up, hope is not a plan. It feels like everyone's saying it now. Everyone knows it, but that still seems to be like such a fabric of sports still, is that hope is still somewhat part of like everyone's plans.
Now, if the Sabres make the Stanley Cup Finals, you have that leverage where you can go into the bosses and they will overpay you, and you'll say, look, if Paul needs somebody to go with him, he has to have there, so I need to be on the road for all the Stanley Cup final games, and this is what you're going to pay me, and they will just pay you because you have all the leverage?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how this will roll?
Ugh. I mean,
you're not answering me.
I just want to feel that, though. I want to have those conversations. I mean, does the player have the leverage? Does the team have it? I don't care. Like, let's have those rather than where we're at now, where, you know, and we brought up Alex Tuch there, and we're having the conversation now of, well, with him, the reports are, well, the Sabres are going to make a run at signing him, and you're like, wait, well, what does that mean? What's going on there?
I don't look into things.
I'm trying not to.
I think you drive yourself out of your mind to look into things.
Well, Paul, my sanity's on a thin
Elliot,
line.
Elliot Friedman's the type of person, he says what he means.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't beat around the bush. I think might have been more of a figure of speech than anything else. If he knows something, he says something.
Mm-hmm.
If he knows it's going to be a tough sled, he'll say it's a tough sled, that the Sabres are going to have to work to get this done. Or they may have to convince him to get this done. So, and maybe they will have to. But that's the way I take out of it. There's enough that gets thrown out there that, that one I was just like, I think people are making a lot more out of that than just because of who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a guy that says what he means.
Yeah, absolutely. NHL free agency starting tomorrow. We do have development camp today a little bit later on in the afternoon. Paul, I know you're going to be there. The NFL, though, before we get to that, always wants to take everyone's time and appreciation away from other sports. The Dolphins and Steelers have finalized I'm quoting Ian Rapoport here, this is not my wording, a blockbuster trade to send All-Pro corner Jalen Ramsey to Pittsburgh, source tells me and Tom Pelissero. Paul, I feel like that's not a blockbuster. Ramsey has been good for a long time. I feel like that's not a blockbuster. I feel like we're using that word loosely here.
Well, you have to sell it, you know, when you're an insider or whatever. So, yeah, I would agree. I mean, he's certainly not the player he used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the Steelers usually have a good defense. He actually might be better with the Steelers.
I can see that happening, yeah.
With the way they play defense and stuff, so it'll be interesting to see. When you said that, I thought maybe Tyreek Hill got traded to the Steelers or something. So
that would constitute a blockbuster. I think that would constitute it. Jalen Ramsey, who we've known for like 3 months, is going to get traded. We're all just like, just tell me when it happens. And I'm reading Ian Rappaport's report. Ramsey broke it himself on Twitter. So when Rappaport's going, source tells me and Tom Pelissero, the source being Ramsey on Twitter. You can't say that. Come on. What are we doing here? Ugh. We'll get more on development camp, though, after a quick timeout, because I know that's going on, and that always boggles the mind, Paul, whenever a guy gets drafted and they're like, okay, get on a plane. You have practice in 2 days. It's always very
wild. That's
why
they got to bring their equipment. They got to first take it to the top 100 guys, got to take their equipment to Vegas with them.
They bring their equipment with
them? And then, they get drafted, and it'll be, okay, now what?
Oh, my goodness. All right, well, we're going to dive into that after a quick timeout. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones and Paul Hamilton hanging here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everyone. Wrapping up hour number one here of the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones hanging out here with Paul Hamilton. And Paul, today you've got, well, actually this week, you've got a pretty busy week as it is development camp. I've just discovered, Paul, as you said at the end of our last segment, these draft-eligible players have to bring their equipment with them to Las Vegas. And knowing that can be an expensive flight, that hurt my heart.
Yeah, just to have to haul it around. It's not like you have equipment guys there to do it for you like you do when you're in the NHL. I mean, you're hauling your own stuff around. It's almost like peewee hockey or college hockey where it's on you. So, they have to do that. And others who get drafted are now trying to get to the cities also. I mean, because they didn't know where they were going to go. So, were they already here sitting in New York? On occasion, some do. But other guys, you know, who are on the other side of the world, it's like, all right, Melvin Novotny, I don't know where you are. Are you in Sweden? Or where are you? And you got to get to Buffalo. Camp starts on Monday. You got a day to get there.
I have nothing to do with this. I won't even be at Harbor Center today. That is stressing me out, Paul. That is stressing me out of, like, you got to get on a flight. You got to figure it out. Hope there's no delays. Like, I just discovered yesterday that my cousin is going to be bringing his own golf clubs to our Florida vacation in December. And then I was sitting there, I'm like, I can't do that. Now you're telling me on a whim, like, oh, no, all your stuff, all your huge bag of equipment, go. Oh, man. And it's 4 days. Today's practice starts at 1:30. Paul, I mean, on this, as you mentioned, it's kind of a shotgun approach here. I mean, what do you look for in this kind of stuff?
Well, many teams have sent out their rosters for this. The Sabres have not, but I'm assuming most of the college guys will be there because I'm looking forward to seeing some of them, like last year's second-round pick, Adam Kleber, who played last year at Minnesota Duluth. This is a 6'5", right-handed shooting defenseman, you know, who played his freshman year at Duluth. Or, you know, Maxim Sturbeck, who has now played 2 years at Michigan State, 2023 second-round pick. You know, so I did see him last year, but I'm anxious to see that 20-year-old. A guy who last year really started ripping it up, the third-round pick, Brody Ziemer, who played at the University of Minnesota, wound up with 12 goals and 23 points, but really started off the season well. But another college player who they think a lot of to actually move up in the draft and go get him. Some guys who are college players, local kids. Remember Gavin McCarthy, who they took in the third round of the 23 draft. Mm-hmm. He's played 2 years now at Boston University. He's from Clarence Center. So, you know, he should be around. Patrick Geary from Hamburg.
There we go.
He's now played two years at Michigan State. The Sabres took him in the sixth round of the 24 draft. You know, but he was an older player. He's 21. You know, they took him as an older age guy later in the draft. So those are the guys I look forward to because none of those guys are going to be in training camp because the college, you're already in class. You know, classes get going the end of August or early September, depending where you go. and you're already in class and you're not coming back. So we don't get to see those guys in training camp or even the prospects tournament,
yeah,
which is in September. I would love it if those college kids could play, but they can't. So we don't get to see them in the tournament either.
Bringing up the college stuff, this is curious. Me and Owen talked a lot about this on Saturday too, the changing of the college landscape in all sports now with NIL and now, you know, colleges being or universities being able to pay athletes directly. You do wonder how that's going to change the college landscape of development hockey and young players going into those universities, going from being able to go from the developmental leagues in Canada like the OHL. That could start to become really fun. You do wonder then too, because Paul, I know you have a big issue with some of these, like I think the OHL and the WHL, you can't immediately jump to the AHL, which can kind of stymie your development. Like I wonder with how college is going, if maybe hopefully something along those lines changes, because it annoys the hell out of me when you're looking for a guy to go to Rochester and then you get the report, well, they actually can't because of this contract and this loophole. And you're like, oh, come on. Like, and you're just like, all right, so they're going to be stuck out west where they're too good, but they can't make the jump to the NHL yet.
Yeah, and I understand where the CHL is coming from, and I know, you know, they made this agreement with the NHL to keep their players. Otherwise, nobody would ever go to games because none of the best players would ever be around.
Right.
And so I get that, but I don't understand why each team can't have a one-player exemption. And, all right, like Zach Benson's our exemption. So he's going to be the guy that we are allowed to send him to Rochester. If you take one guy away, is it going to be that big a deal? It'll be a little bit big of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But is it going to be that? You didn't get Zach Benson anyway.
Yeah.
You know, he got forced into the NHL. He didn't wind up back in the WHL anyway. So why not just give each team a one-player exemption, you know, that they can use? I would think that would be a happy medium.
And Benson, maybe, I think especially for Sabres fans, like, is that guy you look at? Because he was good enough to not go back to where he was, but also in 2 years he has 58 total points and 21 goals. Good player. I think most of us think he's going to be a very good player.
He holds his own in the NHL,
yes.
But I think the development would have been better, at least mm-hmm. for the first year,
yeah.
to be in Rochester.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, we have an update on the Jalen Ramsey trade. It is a very rare, and I do say this seriously in the NFL, a player-for-player trade, as the Miami Dolphins get Minka Fitzpatrick back in this trade for Jalen Ramsey. That's at least it's still ridiculous to use the word blockbuster. I think it at least is an interesting trade. I think it at least deserves that. It's at least interesting because Fitzpatrick goes back to the Dolphins, a team where I think he hit an All-Pro, and then immediately they got rid of him because they didn't want to pay him. And so that was a whole thing. But, yeah, so two All-Pros, not the All-Pro players they were, though, going to Pittsburgh and Miami, respectively. Zach Jones. Well,
Dreger's mm-hmm. sitting there saying that Marchand, if he hits the open market, ooh. It looks like Utah, Boston, and Toronto have strong interest. And if I were the Buffalo Sabres, even with his age, I would have strong interest. Again, you would have to convince him.
Mm-hmm.
Again, you would have to overpay him. But perfect. I mean, I think he would be just a perfect addition. And but it doesn't seem like I ever see Buffalo involved when people are talking about Marchand.
Let's talk about him after a quick timeout, because he is somebody, and I think one of the teams you mentioned in there should move heaven and earth to try to get him. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones, Paul Hamilton hanging here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.